A cold front is making slow progress through our area this afternoon. As a result, it has been rather gray today, and we've had some pockets of rain around as well. And if you're going to be out in the coming hours, have that umbrella with you. There's still the chance for some more showers and maybe even a couple of thunderstorms. It's even possible that there are a couple of downpours, especially in areas south of I-90, as we head through the late day hours into this evening. It has been a little bit brighter across the north. We've had some breaks of sunshine today around Lake Champlain and up around the Canadian border. And so those areas are starting to see the weather change already, and that's the weather change that we will all see coming up later tonight into the day tomorrow. So there's still that chance for a few showers heading into this evening, and then we'll see the drier air really begin to come in. And that means it is going to turn a little bit chilly tonight as temperatures do drop off into the 50s to around 60 degrees. You'll notice the humidity will drop as well, though it's going to take a little bit of time for that to happen, especially from the capital region on south. So there's going to be some 50s tonight. There may even be some 40s in the mountains, especially the Adirondacks. Those spots may dip into the 40s. So if you happen to be camping tonight, you're definitely going to need that sleeping bag for sure, as it will turn quite chilly as the night moves along. Heading into the day tomorrow, things are looking very nice. We'll see plenty of sunshine. It'll be a little bit cloudier the farther south you go, as those areas are still going to be closer to that front as it sinks to the south. So brightest across the north, a little bit cloudier farther south. There is the outside chance of a shower south of Albany tomorrow, though it's really not going to be a big deal for most of us. Temperatures tomorrow will be up into the 70s to right around 80 degrees. The humidity won't be too bad tomorrow. And then by Thursday and Friday, we're going to keep temperatures in the neighborhood of 80, which isn't too bad at all. There may be a spotty shower or a scattered shower Thursday and Friday, though neither day will be a complete washout. In fact, it looks to be largely rain-free. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, cool, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers, especially south of the Thruway, lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, clearing out, warm and turning less humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low around 60. Tomorrow, clearing out, warm and turning less humid, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a spotty shower, mild, not that humid, highs around 80. And on Friday, variably cloudy, a chance of a few scattered showers, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.